You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
When a medical mistake causes you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale, and it is time to go ahead.
After further review. Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Let's get NFL films back up here, guys, and get cranking up here with our first question.
Number one.
All right, kicking it off on After Further Review. Guys, if you could have one play back from Sunday's Browns game, what would it be?
Oh, geez. I would have to say, I'll go with the easy one. You know what? No. After further review, which is what we're doing,
I would say if you could take
back Josh McCown's pick six to Aqib Talib, that's the play that I would have back.
Nathan?
I would have back the whole sequence of plays that followed. Actually, I'll make it simple. You know what I'd have back? I'd kick an extra point.
That's what I was going to say. I thought that was the easy one.
There you go.
I'll kick the extra point. That's what I'm going to do.
What about, and again, I don't want to micromanage John DeFilippo. I'll take back, you know, when you have it first and 10 at the 11-yard line and you're down 23-20, that first play, a swing-out pass to Malcolm Johnson, it may have been there, but Malcolm's just not a guy that's, you know, he's not a weapon. He's not a guy that you've accustomed to putting the football in his hands this year, you know, to make plays. And I thought that was a weird time to bust out that play.
I agree.
In that situation. Meanwhile,
after further review,
what has to change now for the Browns to be able to run the football better? We all agree that's something that they've got to do. Robert Turbin is now in the mix. What do they have to do?
Oh, geez. I really do think I like the mix of the three backs as long as you define their roles. I don't want to, like, you know, make any guy question, you know, if I don't hit a hole, I don't do this, I don't do that, you know, I'm going to get pulled. I think a healthy Isaiah Crowell is still your lead back right now, and I love the 1-2 punch with him and Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson, of course, has the stinger, the shoulder injury, whatever it is that Mike Pettin said. I think Robert Turbin is a spell guy, at least for now, until he gets his legs underneath him. And as Mike Pettin also said in his comments, thought the pitch count that they put Robert Turbin on, they got a little too high on him and gave him a few too many reps for his first week back.
All right. For me, I liked what our backs were doing prior to the introduction of Robert Turbin. I like how Robert Turbin is the kind of guy that can go ahead and get physical. He can go ahead and get downhill on you. But to be honest, I thought we were doing all right. Am I the only one that thought that? I thought we were doing okay at the running back position prior to that. So I'd say you go back to those two. But what has to change?
Yeah.
It's simply what's going on up front. There's got to be room to run. You saw how easy it was for Ronnie Hillman. He was multiple yards down the field before he took contact. It's easy to average 5 yards.
Did you get those numbers back up on Pro Football Focus yet?
No, I'm working. I'm efforting that, though, as we speak, because I'm curious. But it's got to start up front.
It does.
You got to have holes, and you guys got to run through them.
All right, meanwhile.
I played football.
I see a wall. I want to run through it.
That's right. I know the game.
After further review.
All right, guys, should Joe Hayden come back this week and be available to play coming off of the concussion, what would you do if you're Coach Pettin with the secondary? Leave Tremont Williams in the slot and keep starting Pierre Desir, or slide Tremont back to his outside spot and play Kaywan Williams in the slot?
Well, I think this week you have an opportunity to tinker with some of those things and get them figured out because the threat by the St. Louis Rams will be on the ground, not so much through the air. Foles completing, I think, 56% of his balls, spreading the ball around a little bit, but no real threat in the passing game. So with Hayden back in any position, I think we're going to be in good hands. But moving forward, the Cardinals with Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald, and that group challenging many people down the field in the passing game need to have it figured out by then.
Joe Hayden's got to come back, Tremont. They'll be on the outside. Kaywan's playing well. I want to continue to that college point, developing Pierre Desir and get him to the point where he is an every week number two corner. But with Tremont playing well, you're not going to do that. I might mix it up depending on the opponent. When you play an opponent that's got a big outside number two receiver, then maybe you go with Pierre. And if you don't have a team that has that, then maybe you stick with K1 and Tremont.
I think you go you pass history, and then you ask the guys, what do you think is the most favorable? You know, and you take it, and it's a small stipend of what you essentially choose to make your decision on Sunday. But you go, hey, Joe, who do you want to cover? Tremont, who do you have any history with this guy? Do you like, you know, where's the matchup? And you start, you know, working back and forth and communicating and put us in the best situation instead of just throwing them out there and having to be very black and white.
And next, guys.
After further review.
Well, you had a couple over the weekend that could fall into this category. But what's the greatest collapse you've ever seen by a team? It can be any sport at any level.
Ooh.
Like a one-game collapse or one play or whatever?
It could be, you know, one game, one play. It could be one season. I mean.
You know what I'm going to go with? And I know they just they won their first football game this weekend, but I believe the 0-16 Detroit Lions. I find it very hard in an NFL where there is, yes, four or five teams that are extremely elite and so much parity throughout the remainder of the league that a team can't get it right once out of 16 chances to win a football game. Still unbelievable to me.
I mean, it's tough to say, like, what the greatest... Just being at the game I was on Saturday, that is the one single craziest play I've ever seen. I don't know if that is an absolute collapse. You know, I don't know if – is it a bigger collapse for Michigan to have lost the game that they lost to what? Who'd they lose to?
Appalachian State.
Is that a bigger collapse?
Yeah, because I think that probably put the program at its all-time low.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's a whole game where, you know, this came down to one play against a very good team in Michigan State. But I think those certainly would be up there. Yeah, 0-16 Lions. It's tough to go 0-16, I'd imagine. Yeah,
that's what I mean. You're gonna get lucky once and make that one play in that game against another bad team, and you get at least one.
Or Mr. Referee's like, hey, let me help you out here.
I don't. For me, it's still that playoff game, the wild card game with the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Oilers.
Oh, the big comeback. 35-3
against not Jim Kelly, as you point out, Frank Reich. Frank Reich's a very good backup quarterback.
Sure. Now,
obviously, a good play caller. But, you know, you had a 32-point lead, man, in the third quarter.
Yeah.
You can't blow that. I mean, that's inexcusable. As you would say, Nathan, you should be Dunsky. Your coach, everybody, after that loss.
Yes.
All right, and finally.
After further review.
I'm going to call an audible. The original question had been, should OSU start JT Barrett or Cardale Jones going forward? Well, we now know
they
are going to start JT Barrett going forward. So, this is really more of a forecast question than a review question, but I'll ask it anyway. At OptimumScouting.com, because, of course, they love mock drafts, they have the Browns drafting 10th in 2016, and with the 10th pick of the first round in 2016, the Cleveland Browns select Paxton Lynch, quarterback, Memphis. They would do so, according to this mock draft, ahead of the 49ers, who would take Jared Goff.
Keeping him in the Bay Area.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
So the question is what?
Question is thoughts on Paxton Lynch. Have you seen him?
I know Bruce Hooley is the man that turned me on to Paxton Lynch, and his play with an undefeated Memphis team right now, ranked for the first time in a long time. I know I saw that somewhere, not to get too specific.
And
they
beat Ole Miss?
And they beat Ole Miss, and Ole Miss is a fluke. Everybody was high on Ole Miss 3 weeks ago when they beat Bama, and they're, the college football playoff, got to get in, whatever. Yeah, okay, whatever. You just lost to Memphis. I didn't even know they had a football program. But we know now, because of Paxton Lynch, what is he, 6'6", 6'7", 250?
Yeah, he's a big kid.
Big dude.
Yeah. Roethlisberger-like. And I saw a couple of throws he made against against Ole Miss. Frozen ropes. I'm all right. Whatever, man. You know what? Honestly, give me 53 guys. But again, is that our best opportunity to get the quarterback position right? I don't know. I have to see more.
And who knows? I think the Browns are either going to, by the end of this year, hopefully at some point, you know, Johnny's going to get an opportunity to play if his off the field behavior warrants him playing. And you'll know if you need to draft a quarterback or not. If you don't, maybe you're going for an inside linebacker in the draft. Maybe you're getting a game changer at that position, like Alec Ogletree has been for the St. Louis Rams, or like C.J. Mosley has stepped in and been very, very good for the Baltimore Ravens. Maybe that's the direction that the Browns go, or maybe it's a wide receiver. Maybe you bring in that guy to finally be the number one in your offense. Now, you could be getting Josh Gordon back, but
wouldn't you think you're just a couple years too late?
A lot of ifs for this team right now headed into the draft.
All right, guys, that is another edition of
After Further Review.
After Further Review in the books, we'll wrap things up when we return. Final thoughts, your last chance to call us, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.